Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seedbed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
As you listen, may you receive these words and be charged up in your faith. I pray that we may all have unshakable faith. I pray that we might be secured and anchored in Jesus Christ. Stand your ground and trust in the Lord. The Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Most people, in a time of struggling, in a time of despair, or in seasons of trial, they will ask God to rescue them. They'll ask him to deliver them. But tell me, what happens when you ask God to take this problem or situation away, and he doesn't? What happens when you've told the mountain to move, and it does not move? What now? Well, I'd like to submit to you that during those times, when trouble just won't go away, and when the rain just does not stop, your prayer should actually be, God, go with me through this storm. Lord, give me the power to face this problem. Look at the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into a fiery furnace. God didn't deliver them from being thrown in the fire, but instead, God was in the fire with them. You see, God didn't deliver Daniel from being thrown in the lion's den. God was right there with him. In all these situations, God was in the storm, he was in the fire, he was right there in the problem with them. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I walk through, take note of that, even though I walk through. This isn't a case of saying, God, don't let me walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Or, God, save me from the valley of the shadow of death. No. It's saying, but even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The key part is, for you are with me. And I want you to know that God is with you. God is with you in the fire. The Lord is with you in the deep waters. He is with you during the test and during the battle. So should you find yourself in hardship, remember that
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
That God is with you. Should you find yourself in the middle of a spiritual battle, God is still with you. So when the mountain won't move, pray for the strength to climb that mountain. When the giant won't move, pray for the power to defeat that giant. When your burdens become too big, then cast your burdens on the Lord. When we are drowning in sorrow and there looks to be no way out, pray for the God of the ages to make possible what is impossible to man. God is with you. If you're in a fight at this moment in time, if you're in a battle, God is with you. And that battle, it belongs to God. Let Him fight for you. The only way you'll be able to withstand the fiery furnace, the only way you'll be able to survive the lion's den, is if you come to the understanding that you need to fully surrender. Yes, surrender to Jesus and pray this. God, if this trial won't go away, then face this trial with me. If I must go through this fire, Father, then go through this fire with me. Be with me, Lord. And should you do this, then God will provide you with the grace to overcome and the strength to withstand.
When in doubt, call on God. It sounds so simple, but putting it into practice isn't. We're told in Psalms 50, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you. Jeremiah 33 even says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things. You see, God is in all places, at all times. He's not a God that comes and goes. He's ever present. You'll never call on God and hear Him say, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. God is our past, present, and future. Just ask Daniel. When he was thrown in the lion's den, who was there? Ask Moses. When he saw the burning bush, when he stood in front of the Red Sea, who was there? Ask David. When he looked up to see a giant standing tall before him, who was there? It was God. He's there all the time. If I am to ask you even now, look at your past. Can you not see God's hand? That relationship that you knew was no good for you. That job that drained the life out of you. That night when the worst could have happened, but it never did. You can't tell me God hasn't been with you. It was God. The truth of the matter is, we're really not waiting on God. Most of the time, He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He meant it. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said, do not fear, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. He meant that. When He said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. These are promises. Promises are there waiting, just waiting on us to believe. Believe His word that there is a way out for you when there seems to be no way. There is provision and restoration. There is a miracle waiting for you. So call on God. When in doubt, call on God. How many times do we run to a friend first when we're facing something? How many times do we run to other people for help, for guidance, for comfort? When you come across your giant, when you come across a Goliath, as we all do at some stage of our lives, when you're in that situation where you don't know whether or not you can make it, call on God. He gives strength to the weak, hope to the hopeless, comfort to the hurt. And so I want you to realize that God is never too far away. He never sleeps nor slumbers. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? So that he could be there. So that we could call on him, and he knows what pain feels like. He knows what tiredness feels like. He knows what hurting feels like. Hold on to the promises that were given in his word. Call on him for healing. Call on him in the day of trouble. Call on him when you're in despair. And he says it there in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call on me and I will answer you. But don't just call on him during the bad times. Call on him when everything in your life is good too. When your family's healthy. When your marriage is still strong. When the money's still coming in. Call on him to say thank you. Call on him to praise him. Call on him to say, it can only be you, Jesus. Call on God.